WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Brain Gains. Your daily 5-minute mental gym workout to supercharge your memory and focus. Today, we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, it's still all about boosting those brain power gains. We're talking about emotional intelligence, that superpower you use to understand and manage your own emotions and the emotions of others. Why is this so important? Because let's face it, life is messy, relationships are complex, and sometimes our feelings get in the way. But seriously, how often have you wished for a magic decoder ring to crack the social riddles and build stronger connections? Well, guess what? Emotional intelligence is basically that decoder ring. Okay, so here's the deal. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being super sensitive or reading people like a book, though that can be helpful. It's actually about 5 key things. Think of these as your secret weapons for unlocking deeper relationships and navigating life with more grace and ease. First up, self-awareness. Ever feel like an emotional roller coaster? You know, one minute you're on top of the world, the next you're feeling a wave of anxiety or frustration. Self-awareness is all about tuning into those feelings, recognizing what triggers them, and understanding how they impact your thoughts and actions. It's like having an inner GPS that helps you navigate your emotional landscape. Next up, self-regulation. This is where the magic happens. It's about managing those emotions, the good, the bad, and the messy, so they don't control you. We all have moments of anger, sadness, or even joy that can overwhelm us. But with self-regulation, you can take a step back, breathe deep, and respond to situations in a calm and collected way. Imagine being able to handle stress like a pro. Now let's talk about motivation. This is all about having the drive and determination to pursue your goals, even when things get tough. Emotional intelligence isn't just about feeling good, it's also about using those feelings to fuel your actions. It's like having an inner cheerleader that pushes you forward and helps you stay focused on what matters most. Then there's empathy. This one is all about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective. It's about truly listening, not just hearing the words, but also paying attention to their body language, tone of voice, and unspoken emotions. Empathy helps us build stronger connections and navigate conflicts with compassion. And finally, social skills. This is where it all comes together. Emotional intelligence allows you to communicate effectively, build rapport, manage relationships, and work collaboratively. It's about being able to read social cues, adapt your communication style, and navigate complex interactions with confidence. Think about a time when you felt truly understood by someone, maybe a friend who listened without judgment, or a family member who offered comfort during a tough moment. That's the power of emotional intelligence at play. And guess what? You don't have to be born with this superpower, it's something you can cultivate and strengthen it over time. It starts with self-awareness, paying attention to your own emotions, triggers, and reactions. Then, practice self-regulation by finding healthy ways to manage those feelings. Develop your empathy muscles by actively listening to others and trying to see things from their perspective. And finally, hone your social skills by practicing clear communication, active listening, and respectful interactions. All right. Folks, remember those 5 key takeaway: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. Start by incorporating one or two into your daily life. Maybe focus on being more mindful of your emotions or actively practicing empathy in conversations. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate the small wins, be kind to yourself, and keep practicing. So, tell me, what are your biggest challenges when it comes to navigating relationships? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Don't forget to subscribe to Brain Gains and join us tomorrow for another 5-minute mental workout. Until then, keep those brains sharp and those connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.